you like comics, books, or even just comic book characters, you're in the right place. It's April 9th, 2024. Today, a casting update for a Game of Thrones spin-off, casting for Dracula, a Love Story, a new promotion for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and we prepare for new comic books this week. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. WB Discovery and HBO have found the two leads for their upcoming series, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight. It's a spin-off from the Game of Thrones franchise based on a short story written by George R.R. Martin. Set a century before the events of Game of Thrones, it follows two unlikely heroes who wandered Westeros, a young, naive, but courageous knight, Sir Duncan the Tall, and his diminutive squire, Aegg. Set in an age when the Targaryen line still holds the Iron Throne and the memory of the last dragon has not yet passed, great destinies, powerful foes, and dangerous exploits all await these improbable and incomparable friends. The story is set about 72 years after House of the Dragon and about 100 years before Game of Thrones. Now we know that Peter Claffey will play Dunk and Dexter Sol Ansel will play Aegg. Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight, will debut on Max in late 2025. According to Deadline, Zoe Blue and Matilda De Angelis will join the cast of the upcoming film, Dracula, A Love Tale. The film is directed by Luc Besson. Caleb Landry Jones will play Dracula himself, and Christoph Waltz will play a priest. Zoe Blue will play Elisabetta, aka Mina, and Matilda De Angelis will play Mina's friend, Maria. Here's how Deadline describes it. Based on Bram Stoker's iconic novel, the project will see visionary filmmaker Besson spin his own take on the vampire classic about the dark prince who is condemned to eternal life. Besson's version has an origin story element to it, exploring the gothic romance between Prince Vladimir and his wife, whose loss turns him to forsake God and become a vampire. Buyers familiar with the writer-director's script tell us there are some epic and potentially spectacular set pieces. There is no further news about Dracula, A Love Story at this time. Disney and 20th Century Studios released a new promotion for their upcoming film, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. The promotion opens with a clip of Jeff Busher from Entertainment Weekly sharing a quote from San Diego Comic-Con in 2013. He says this.
The first great film franchise was all about the apes, man.
Then we get to hear a myriad of voices, from Andy Serkis to director Wes Ball, actress Freya Allen, and a variety of other voices that lend their excitement to the upcoming film. Here's a clip from the promotion.
One of the longest-running movie franchises in Hollywood history.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Planet of the Apes!
We feel very privileged to be involved in a franchise which can speak to a huge audience.
The new Planet of the Apes movie looks awesome.
Rarely do I ever walk out of the theater in absolute amazement.
Ooh. Okay, here we go.
Myself as a fan, I'm very, very thrilled at the opportunity to contribute to this great legacy of these movies.
All right, here we go. Pictures up.
Whereas the last three movies were about Caesar and his struggle. Here, our movie, you cut 300-400 years after. And you see what has become of the apes. What's become of his legacy.
For Caesar!
What's become of the humans and the world.
What a wonderful day!
It's such a cool continuation of this world. We find a new protagonist called Noah.
For the humans, life as we knew it has kind of gone. And the apes hunt down the humans. But Noah sees something special in my character.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes will swing into theaters on May 10th. Today's Tuesday, so that means tomorrow we get lots of new comics. DC Comics is releasing Green Lantern number 10. In this comic, Hal Jordan returns to Oa. With Hal's ring newly recharged, he leaves Earth for Oa to uncover the mystery surrounding the central power batteries while Carol makes a choice that will change her destiny forever. In Image Comics' I Hate Fairyland number 13, Gert goes to Hollywood to turn her life into a movie. Sometimes, though, jumping into the middle of a comic series could be kind of intimidating, but don't worry, there are lots of comics you could start tomorrow. Image Comics is releasing Rat City number 1. Peter Cairn is an ex-soldier, an amputee, and a hellspawn in a post-war future. But Peter's not dead like Al. Peter got his spawn powers from the nanites in his prosthetic legs, nanites that were affected when Al Simmons initiated his necroplasmic detonation in the present. Al had no clue that the effects would ripple across not just space, but time as well. Boom Studios is set to release Jim Henson's Labyrinth Archive Edition number 1. This is a reprint of a comic from over 35 years ago that tells the story of a nightmare come true for one teenage girl when goblins tear her baby brother from her grasp. All of these comics and so many more will hit shelves at your local comic book shop tomorrow. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. WB Discovery and Max released the official trailer for John Green's Turtles All the Way Down. Come back tomorrow for a new episode of The Bad Batch. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for April 9th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. If you want to see any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.